The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Dawn Salmon, S-A-L-M-O-N. This is a treble exercise stress test, Cardiac Care Associates letterhead, EST space Salmon space D. Treble exercise stress test, date of examination 12513, referring physician Reese Evan Jones, MD, performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD, clinical indication, 18, clinical indication, Eighteen-year-old female with atypical chest discomfort. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm. RSR prime V1. J point elevation. Non-specific ST2 wave changes. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure. 110 over 60. Period. Baseline heart rate. 60 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient underwent treble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 10 minutes and 9 seconds, semicolon 1 minute and 9 seconds is stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 174, parentheses, 86% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 146 over 70 with a peak heart rate, blood pressure product of 25404, period, new paragraph. Patient not experiencing any chest discomfort during stress or palpitations. Correction. The patient not experiencing any chest discomfort, palpitations, or significant dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. The patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress with a final blood pressure of 110 over 70 and a heart rate of 91 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treble exercise stress test 2, 86% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress or the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with functional capacity of 11 mets. 4. The patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress. 5. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.